And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310.
What's that? You might not have heard the announcer there. He said it is time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on the ticket. And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Woo-wee. And by Sotopelli Testosterone Replacement Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Rashan Salam.
I'm right here.
See the one who the marijuana made him lazy? Is that him?
Yeah, he was.
Chicago
really
Bears running back, right? From Colorado. Yeah, I think he had a big pot problem.
Heisman winner.
Yeah.
Out of football by the mid-aughts, I believe, and then haven't heard from him at all. All right, a possible bad omen for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Yesterday during the practice round, Tiger Woods pulled a Gerald Ford. He hit a spectator on 18 with an errant drive, and it knocked the guy out cold.
Oh, no.
After the fan came to, Woods gave him an autographed golf glove. Ryder Cup is underway this morning.
Yeah. And you know my theory about our Ryder Cup team? That we just never seem tough. That we always seem more worried about our outfits than playing golf.
And those our outfits here?
Yeah. Yes.
And by the way, advantage Euros with the outfits this morning.
You think?
Yeah.
We look like we're working security or something.
Yeah. The Euros have a much better outfit. Wait till you see him, Gordo.
All right. You seen Jim Furyk's little knit cap he's wearing?
No.
Yeah, it must be cold.
It must be.
Chicago.
It just looks wrong for golf, though.
All right, with Miguel Cabrera chasing the AL Triple Crown, let us turn our attention to the last man to win the Triple Crown, Carl Yastrzemski, back in 1967.
Old man, triple my crown.
That year, Yaz hit 326, 15 points better than Frank Robinson's 311. He drove in 121 runs, 8 better than Harmon Killebrew. And he hit 44 home runs, which actually tied Killebrew for the league title. Yaz also led the American League in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, runs scored, hits, total bases, and his WAR was 5 points higher than Robinson's.
Wow.
Yet Yaz says nobody ever talked about the Triple Crown until after the season was over. The Red Sox were locked into a fierce battle for the AL pennant with the Tigers and Twins, and it went down to the last day. He said he didn't know he had won the Triple Crown until the day after the regular season had ended, when he read it in the morning paper.
Wow.
And most people don't remember that the year before, Frank Robinson won the Triple Crown with the Orioles, 1966. So we had two Triple Crown winners in a row, and now 45 years without one.
Wow, that's weird.
Tigers righty Doug Fister set the American League record for most consecutive strikeouts yesterday when he fanned 9 straight Royals during Detroit's 5-4 win.
Fister.
The Major League mark is 10 straight, held by Tom Seaver. So try as they may, the Royals never did get to Fister.
Unbelievable.
That's a warning. That's a bench warning.
The Chris Medlin update.
He's taking advantage
of
replacement refs up here at the ticket.
Yeah, he is.
We're not calling that right now, fortunately for you.
The Chris Medlin update. The Braves have now won 22 straight Medlin starts, which ties the Major League record shared by the Yankees and Whitey Ford and the Giants and Carl Hubbell. Sunday against the Mets, Medlin and the Braves will have a chance to own the mark. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The Patriots had a streak snapped last weekend when the Ravens beat them. It was the first time in 145 straight games that New England's record had dropped below 500.
That's right.
They are now 1-2, the 145 in a row above 500, an NFL record.
Or did they lose that game? I still can't figure that field goal. If it was good or no good.
No, I can't either. College football, Notre Dame announced this week that they are exercising the opt-out in their series contract with Michigan after the 2014 game. So one of the coolest rivalries in football will be replaced by some random Notre Dame-Wake Forest or other ACC opponent game. I've talked about the lack of quality non-conference matchups in college football these days, and so September's schedule will take yet another hit.
That's too bad. It doesn't seem right if they're not playing.
They're the two winningest programs in college history.
Yeah.
They should meet every year.
No doubt.
Tennessee has an all-SEC basketball player named Jarnell Stokes. He's 6'8", 270 pounds. He's an 18-year-old freshman, but he's not the story. He's got a little brother named Isaiah Stokes. who is in eighth grade and who is 6'7", 225 pounds.
I heard about that kid.
He's playing eighth grade football, and he towers over most of the kids on the field by a foot and outweighs them by 100 pounds.
Is that that picture we saw the other day?
Yeah. He's, man. Looks, you know, he's chasing what looks like a really little kid, but the little kid is a normal size eighth grader. He looks like an adult, a really big adult out there playing.
Monster.
How big might this kid get?
I don't know. But why couldn't I be 6'7" in eighth grade and just dominate?
Can you imagine your sack totals?
Oh my gosh.
Your rushing yards?
And then you roll in the basketball season and you could dunk.
Oh, man. Be awesome. In a lower level Norwegian soccer league match, player Talat Abnumia was ejected for arguing with a ref who had just given him the benefit of a penalty. He insisted that he wasn't fouled. He said, "I tripped over my own feet. It was unbelievably clumsy of me, and I felt like I had to speak out." The referee first warned him with a yellow card for complaining and finally red-carded him and kicked him out of the game, telling a local newspaper afterwards, "It was a clear penalty. The player got it all wrong. I don't think the players know the rules properly." Have you ever seen that? A player kicked out of a game for arguing that he shouldn't get the benefit of a call.
Against himself. No, only in golf, I guess.
Yeah. And two robbers walked into the 7-Eleven in Arlington, Virginia last month. They had apparently neglected to coordinate in advance, and thus they left empty-handed. As the first man pulled a gun and demanded money, the second, a few steps behind him, tossed a firecracker on the floor, apparently to intimidate the clerk. However, it mainly served to scare the gunman, who dropped his pistol and ran out the door. And finally, Arnold Palmer had just won a new Cadillac at a tournament back in 1955. He was driving it home. He stops in a small town to fuel up. Arnold had a couple of golf tees on the dash. The old geezer washing the windshield asked him what the hell they were, having never seen a golf tee before. Arnold said they were tees that he puts his balls on before he drives, and the old man shook his head and said, "Man, those guys at General Motors think of everything."
How uncomfortable of a driving position would that be?
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, three-time winner of the coveted Silver Sow Award.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Rich, you remember who won the Silver Sow Award?
No.
Nobody remembers that?
Silver Sow.
I do remember the phrase, but I can't remember what it is.
Is that from MASH?
No, that's what Les Nessman won.
That's right.
He was always winning the Silver Sow.
That's right.
So we joined Les Nessman.
That is awesome. Callback there. All right, 7:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have